many, many years have it took me a while to figure it out with the Holy Spirit's help. what God's word has to be first place and final authority. I didn't know what that meant. And as I walked on with the Lord, and I live by that today. You know, just like Johnny, you know, brought that up. You know, Dad's gone on to be with the Lord. He ain't die. He just moved. He moved. That's all. He just moved. Kind of like moving to California. You know, just move. You're born again, you never die. To be absent from this body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Why, if we brought him back here, he'd kill us. He would kill us. I mean, he's up there in glory, hallelujah. But anyways, now, you know, based on circumstances and all that, and I've not just this, I've had it to happen to me. Believing by Jesus' stripes, we're all healed. I'm going to preach that to the body till Jesus comes. I don't care what happens in the natural. It's not based on that. It's based on the Word. God's Word in your life and my life has to be first place. The first thing we turn to. Not in fixing things, or just like Johnny said, that shows you that God's Word is first place. Concerning that, his trust ain't in doctors. Nothing wrong with doctors. You know. But trust in Jesus, in what the Lord has done. Did you know our healing was finished at Calvary? Jesus was, they tied him to a whipping post. They tied him and whipped him and tore him apart. His body was slashed and those stripes and all of that. The cat of nine tails, they had glass in them. Tore his body up. For our healing. But God in the Bible says, by them stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. That don't mean that things, you know, COVID, that COVID junk, is from the devil. All good things come from the Lord. So you can't get no good out of that. Or pneumonia, or poverty, or lack, or oppression. All of that is of the demonic realm. We've been redeemed, Galatians 3:13 says. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Now, the curse has worked in our life before we got saved. That's why we got into, a lot of us, into drugs, into all kinds of relationships, and adultery, and fornication, and fights, and jails, and prisons, and all of that. Because we were subject to and bound to the curse that is in this earth, hallelujah, that was given over by Adam to satanic forces, Satan. And then brought down here by demonic spirits. Did you know there's demonic spirits? That's how come, you know, with somebody just like the guitars. They stole the anointed guitars. Oh, they got the anointing wherever they go. They touched it. They shouldn't have touched it. Now we got them. Come on, somebody. We got them, hallelujah. Some people have told me before, why, them bunch of thieving idiots. I can't win them like that. I got to believe, glory to God, you took something from me. It was anointed, and it's in your house, in your wallet. It's in your life now, black God. And Satan has to pay us back, but you, they don't know what they touched. When that food, oh, and that, by the way, some of you going to have to man up. What does that mean? It's going to cost you. Anytime I say man up, that means you're going to have to man up. That means it's going to cost you something, right? When people say man up, talk about these young kids, you know, man up, be a man. You know what that means? That means go home. Don't be messing around. Man up. Well, with the food bank, they sold the building they was in. We've had it easy. They've been packing the food out back. Bringing it in here, we worked 2.5 hours, and that's all. Been blessed, right? They're not going to pack it out no more. They sold the building and moved. I looked at him, and I said, I'm not doing it. He said, what? I said, I'm going to take it to the church. I said, I'm not taking on that ministry. Y'all are quiet. I thought the word was first place. I can do all things through Christ, right? I can do all. It ain't just when we're going through a little rough stuff. It means when God's asked us to take this ungodly world by storm. Hallelujah. Go out into the devil's turf. Go out into the highways and the byways. Well, you know what's out there? Demons and demonic spirits. Hallelujah. And people that ain't living right. And people that'll take your money. They'll take you. They'll steal your car and your wheels off of them and all that stuff. Told Teresa, I said, I let down. I thought I'd been dealing with COVID and let the angels rest, I reckon. It's all right there coming here to take these guitars. Come on, somebody, I let down. Did you know God knew that? Come over here. Did you know? I mean, God ain't sitting up here, oh, God, y'all wake up. They somebody going to get y'all's get. He didn't catch him off guard. He's not saying, I can't believe they're going to do this. And man, God's not up there saying, I'm shocked. Somebody told me, they said, I can't believe they stole it from a church. I said, are that surprising you? Man, we got goodies in the church. Our stuff ain't junk. They want a good guitar where they can punt it and get them. Go to the church and get it. They buy good stuff, right? See, we got to transform our thinking here. Right? By Jesus' stripes ye were healed. Well, the doctor said, listen, I've been telling you this for 10 years, and you're still acting dumb. I know Brother Scotty says it, but my stuff's real. Like ours ain't? Come on now. Come on, baby. You're just cowing out. You're cowering down. Bible says that God didn't give you a spirit to be a coward, but a power, love, and a sound mind. What does that mean? Power to stand up and say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Black God, devil, take your hands off of my family. That thing come into my house. And Teresa looked at me. She said, you brought it here and give it to me. I'm like, I got to blame for this, baby. But you know what? It don't make no. I'm sitting there Sunday and I'm like, black God, I'm about sick of this mess. I'm tired of this mess. I'm not saying, oh God, would you please do something about COVID? He done something about it. They tore Jesus all to pieces in Isaiah prophesied. Black God, he was tied to that whipping post. Its chastisement of our peace was on him, and with those stripes ye were healed. And so, black God, I set out Monday and I said, okay, I know what to do, Jesus. Black God, I'm fasting and praying. The Bible says, is this not the fast that I've chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and that you let the oppressed go free? And so I begin to fast and I begin to take authority over that thing in Jesus' name. Black God, not mean it wasn't just a day or three, I begin to see it break. I begin to see things happen in the natural. I thought, Lord, I know I don't wait on you. See, first, the word has to be first place in my life and final authority. Well, you know, this thing is a killer. Satan's a killer too. We treat this junk just like we do Satan. We rebuke him. He's under our feet. Hallelujah. See, in Matthew, turn, give me that. And go ahead and do the Joshua thing. Did the Joshua. The Lord spoke to him. He said, my word for 3 days. 3 days. Every day. And I thought, I can't wait to get to church Sunday. I can't wait to get to church Sunday. See, God's word don't change. God's purpose don't change. God's heart don't change. God's mentality towards his people don't change. God's mindset of victory started before he created the universe and is not going to stop ever. The Bible says in John over there, 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And then it goes on, Dad, and it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, the Word, and it says in John, nothing was created outside of the Word. All things were created by the Word. Now, He's give us the Word. Well, I just feel cursed. Shut that up. I feel weak. Shut that up. The Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. God's Word don't change. Right? Ooh, all my bills is paid. Glory to God. And then Richard runs over a power pole. Everything changed, didn't it? That day, everything changed. I'm not just bringing out Richard. I go and Travis buys me a metric tape measure. It's metric on one side and it's standard on the other side. And I go to a job and I look at the metric side and it looked like it was 22 foot. I ordered a 22 foot door based on a metric side. When I got the door up there to the building, that cost me $2,500 to get that door there. That cost me that. And I get the door down, and I start back up with the door, and I put the door, and the door is about 3 foot too wide. Everything changed, Richard. Yes. I'm sitting on that forklift, and I'm shocked from head to toe. I'm like, oh my God, how could this happen? I'm a Christian. Come on, that's the first thing we want to do. Why me, God? Why me, God? I'm serious. I mean, we can't be milquetoast Christians. We can't be people that only believe God when we don't have any circumstances going on in our life, because we will be defeated right after we get saved till Jesus comes and we'll go to heaven miserable. I'm not living down here defeated. We are not defeated. You are more than a conqueror. But you got to train your mind. You got to get it in your heart. And you got to get it coming out of your mouth. And you got to let it be first place, the Word, that you're more than a conqueror. And final authority, no matter how you feel. That is how you have to work on that. Well, Mom and them says they're sick all the time. Preach to them. Just like the guy telling me when I'm out here and I'm on a mission, man. You know, after they get the guitars and all of that. You know, I'm on a mission. I know how Bluntsville works. I've been down here 26 years in this place. I used to buy drugs here. I told the cops one time, y'all don't give up. We're here. And he said, who are you? I said, I'm the pastor of this church down here. I said, I'm coming after them. I said, you know, I said, I'm down here, I'm going to win them to Jesus. I said, you win them to Jesus, you don't have to take them to jail. I said, you know what? I said, you're looking at an ex-drug dealer. I said, I was selling them drugs, now I'm getting them off of drugs. Finally, he told me, he said, that felt good, because we're fighting a losing battle. See, I could have got right in there with him. There ain't no need. I went and told God one time. I said, God, I don't want to come to church. You let them go to hell. I'm going back to Hansel and go to church. I'm all right when I tell I come down here. It's funny now, but I'm serious. I did. I told God, I said, they don't want to come to church. Let them go to hell. Mac, I mean, I meant it right then. I was mad at the people. Yeah. Then the Lord goes on. What I'm saying is, see, everything was fine. Oh, I had a vision. We're going to be full. We're going to be packed to running over, packed in like sardines. Oh, we're going to run over. I mean, 5 years later, I'm like, good, where are they at? Where are they at? And God said, you're just now taking off. I thought, what have I been doing for 5 years? We're just now taking off? See, it had nothing to do with what God was telling me to do. Whether people come or go or stay. But you know what? The process was teaching me to put first God's word, what he speaks to my heart, first place, final authority, regardless of all the mess in between. You know, when I thought about getting cows, I didn't realize there's going to be a lot of poop all over that pasture. I stepped in a pile yesterday. And I'm like, y'all could have did that somewhere else. And I had chini shoes on. And it was the big mama. I never thought, Mac, I would be down in a pasture 13 times in a month getting them rascals back in the fence. If I had, I sat there and told them, I said, listen to me. I said, y'all get out one more time, girls, and I'm getting rid of y'all. I told them cows that. I got on my gator and left. They got out of the barn, and I said, y'all got it good right now. I left, I went home, and I told Trish, I said, I don't think I'm going to sell them cows. Why are you going to sell them cows? Hang on. I'm like, if you've not seen where I've been, these cows are causing me trouble. Well, you know what? I made up my mind that my vision's not over. I ain't finished with my vision there. See, you gotta stay with your vision until you feel complete with it. Because if you look in the middle of the vision you have and it coming to pass, your dreams, and you let things in here get in the way and take the authority over God's word, you will never get to the vision. And so I thought, not getting rid of them. But God, I'm not quitting right in the middle. I'm not a quitter anymore, Lord. I preach it at church. Winners never quit. Quitters never win, Lord. You know, I'm geared to win, all that. Well, come to find out, a few weeks later, a month later, I've popped 4 more babies since then. I'm prospering. What if I'd have sold them? Right? And you know what? The first two was boys. And I thought, they're bulls. Because I'm wanting to get to 24 cows. And I'm going to build off of that herd. So I got 10 ladies. You know, and I thought, they're all going to have bulls. I might as well get rid of them. Well, you know what? Went over there in one day. And I'm like, ha! Oh. Me and Teresa went over there. I said, hey, there's 2 new ones. Go over there. It's a little girl. Go over to the other one. It's a little girl. I'm like, whoa, we prosper now. But God, give me a little bit of incentive. Ain't that the way God does us? He'll come through and give us a breakthrough, give us a little incentive to dream on and don't quit. He does. Get us to stand on the word. Well, you know what? Went back over the next day, another little girl. Went over a few days later, another little girl. I'm like, glory to God, my herd's growing fast now, Lord. I'm like, I wonder if I were to speak to that bull girl out of you. But he says, only be strong. He's talking to the children of Israel. Johnny, they're facing some hard stuff at this point in their life. Moses has led them out from under Pharaoh. They're out here. They're in the wilderness. Things are hard. You know, they're praising God when the Red Sea opened up and God destroyed all their enemies. You know, praise God. And then, I've seen Shannon now. I don't like to close church. Half of us nearly backslide in 2 weeks. That's not good. Church is good. Every time the door is open, it's good for me. Mac, I didn't want to come this morning. I'm like, what's wrong with that stupid idiot flesh of yours? Well, my nose, that stuff stopped up. Got to use some Afrin or whatever that is, you know. Better get me 4 Tylenol before I get a headache before I get there. I took 4. I thought, don't take it till 9:30 because you're going to preach at 11. So I went in there 9:30 sharp. Took me 4 Advil. Some of you, if you think about Advil, you ain't getting out of the bed. That's not good. Come on, somebody. I don't think I feel like going to church this morning because I've worked. Come on, somebody. I come down here and go home and eat me some ramen noodles. Yesterday, Teresa, she sent me a message. Think we can have some ramen noodles, LOL? And I said, sure. I'll stop by and get some. So find out what she wants. She wants Oriental. You know, the Oriental type, whatever. And I like the beef. I like to mix them. I'll mix two packs, mix them up, black pepper. I'll look up in there and see what kind of seasoning I want to add to it. I'll go chunk some cheese in there and melt it in. Oh, I've got a meal when I eat ramen noodles. Yes, I've eaten it all. I'm 52, remember? Anyhow, I'm like, yeah, I'll stop by. So I go in there. Okay, the dude called. My day got hectic. My Saturday got hectic all of a sudden. I feel an urgency to get ramen noodles, but I'm pushed. I've got two loads of hay coming, you know. I've got to unload it. My tractor won't go in reverse sometimes. It's going to be embarrassing. You ever have these things? You know good and well it's going to be a challenge for you to do something. Now then's not a time to quit. So I'm on that tractor and I'm telling it, in the name of Jesus, you're going to go in reverse every time I put you in there. You're going to go in verse, and I prayed in tongues. Now looked over to make sure the dude's still standing way over yonder. I'm talking to the tractor. Then Travis is over there waiting on me to help him build his shed that's been laying there 4 months. And all of a sudden, he needs to build it today. I wonder why, Mac. I'm under pressure already. He might have had a demonic thought. And so I'm like, sure, son, I was headed your way, but blah, 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 blah. I said, but it won't take me too long. And then so I get unloaded and physically go put the tractor, and I said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Beeps in it. About that time, I got a text from Teresa wanting Oriental. And so I call her, and I said, well, I've got another load. The dude's going to go load the hay and come back, and I'm going to help Travis, and I'll pick it up on my way. Well, we eat at 5. And I'm like, here's some more pressure. I got to be back home by 5, Mac. And so I'm wide open, hallelujah. I run home. Travis has got everything. We put the things up, got the metal up, just put some screws in it. I said, I got to go. My phone rang, bling. He said, I'm leaving. I said, okay. I said, let's put another piece of metal on here, then I'm out of here. And so we did, because I wanted him to get to where he could finish it. And I thought, Jesus, take the wheel. You ever think Jesus take the wheel? I told him about that one time I'm going through some trouble. You'll have woman trouble and man trouble at times. I don't care how anointed you are. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And I told Jesus, I was sitting there the other day actually, because, I mean, Teresa had it a little rough, you know, a couple of 3 days there, and she's getting in the flesh, you know. I told her, looked over, and I said, I've got to get you back in church. Because things going on in church, let me talk to them. I can tell you right now, let me talk to them. And I said, you can't talk to nobody right now. You know, if you give her the phone, it's going to hit it. It's going to get bad, Mac. You're the same way when you get in the flesh if you ain't careful. You just come unglued, give up Jesus. You don't want to take the wheel. You driving right now. And you're dangerous. You're going to have these. You got to let the word be. So I looked over at her, and I'm being funny back. I'm sitting on the couch, and she's saying something over her, and I said, Jesus, take the wheel. She said, you need to take the wheel. But you know, he says, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to the word, the law. See, if you're not strong and courageous, you'll let down the word. You'll say any. You'll start feeling like I'm not going to be healed. Things are not going to change. Things are not going to get. You're not strong and courageous now because you're getting away and not observing the Word of God. The Word of God, after you get Jesus into your heart, is the most important thing for you to get established in your heart and in your mind and in your life, that you can experience the glory of God. That's a challenge. That's a big thing that I just said. You know, of getting that word in there when you're, it's okay when you're in church. Whoo, glory, did you get that message? Glory to God. Our pastor was fired up. He was hot and all that. Then you get out there and everything blows up. And then all of your joy left. Something wrong with that picture. See, you got to get out there when everything blows up and the joy of the Lord steal your strength. Hallelujah. And you're like, glory to God, this works. Oh, glory to God, this really works. See, that's where it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Put a message out there on Facebook, blunt overhead door, hiring somebody, you know, part-time, might turn into full-time. You know, had a guy message me, and how far is it to your shop? And I'm like, what does it matter? How much you gonna pay? What does it matter? If you ain't got a job and I give you $50 a day, that's $50 more than you had. Now, maybe I'm old school and stupid, but that's the way I look at it. Travis Reefer one time, he only gonna pay me $7 an hour. Travis. For roofing, Dad, for roofing. Look like when you're laying on the couch video gaming. I told him, I said, man, I said, $7 an hour is more than what you got. He goes to work. He's sick that morning, and he's working for my brother. My brother, he calls me. He's sick. You want me to bring him back home? No. He's sick. I said, work him. Work him sick. I can tell. He don't feel good. I don't care. That seemed like a bad daddy, don't it? But it's like God saying, go to church. You're like, God, I got a headache, God. And God, he's like, I don't care. God, I ain't got no money to give an offering. Shut up and go on anyway. God, I ain't been doing too good. And he's like, I don't care. Just get up and go. I told him, no, don't send him home. No. He said, are you sure? I said, I mean what I say and you know it. Clink, hung the phone up. Well, don't send him home. Work him. He needs to learn how to work in hardship. And you know what? He never laid out sick. And I've got them other ones. I stayed up to 12:30, boss, and I don't feel good this morning. We're not going to be able to make it. I'm like, are you serious? You stayed up to 12:30? But see, what I'm saying here, see, I didn't used to be built this way. You're not built the way that you're going to stay right now. If you feel weak and feeble and things ain't going to work out and no hope for the future, you just get in there and become a Bible student of the Word of God. When you go to church, pay attention to the Word of God. He said, only be strong there that you may observe to do according to the law. What does that mean? That, let me give you a little example. I'm reading it. I just read in the Bible, you know, to love one another. And people's been getting on my nerves at the very time that I read that. Reckon what that means. I'm like, God, make them straighten up, not love them. That's not what that means, Mac. Love one another. I thought about it. I thought, it's just like God. To take you out on a limb and tell you, you think you're fine, do you get out on that limb, and then there's somebody out on that limb that you could really care less for. And then God say, love one another. See, it don't mean love one another. There's some things y'all do I just don't really like. Well, tell me and I'll change. It's none of your business. That's my problem. I've got a problem. I need to be like Moses. This dude had millions. How many problems do you have? Millions. But he says, only be strong and courageous, that thou mayest deserve to do according to the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper. He has a purpose in telling us to don't turn loose of the word. He's telling Joshua, you will prosper. The word will cause you to prosper. My word that I've sent you. Did you know the Bible says, and he was talking about Jesus, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Well, I just quoted to you, John, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Talking about Jesus. Jesus was the word, and he was the word made flesh. And now his words are spirit and they are life, according to John. And so they're life to us. They're life to our bodies. They're life to our spirit man. They're life to our marriage. You know, people told me, I don't know how you put that with Teresa. Boy, you know how to pick them. You know. And I'm like, I don't know how she puts up with me after I got saved, you know. But I was thinking, you know, they're right. I deserve somebody that don't want to tell me what to do all the time. I deserve respect, Lord. You know, I mean, she never, and at this time I'm going through this, Daddy. She never gives me any credit for any good thing that I do. And when I do something good and I feel good, she gets and tells me something I need to do that I hadn't done and tears that vision up. This has been years ago. And so I'm telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I think that I married the devil's daughter. I got saved and didn't realize it till I got saved. I think she still belongs to Satan. I think that about a bunch of Christians today. They'll praise in the house, they'll cuss you out the street. They'll praise in the house, and then they'll whine and complain, their light bill. Alabama Power went up $2.15 on my light bill. Will you go buy an extra truck and see if you don't need more money to run it? But y'all are quiet. Well, see, God don't want us complaining and grumbling. You know, and the Lord told me, the Lord said, it's not Teresa, it's you. And I'm thinking, he don't know. He ain't been down there in my house, evidently. I said, me? It's me, God? Have you ever considered your problem with your mate is you? You ain't went and looked in the mirror? Don't you know the Bible says for a man to look in the perfect law of liberty? The word? Did you know the word's a mirror? The word is a mirror. It reflects who I am. That's when I read the word, just like this right here. It says, love your enemies. I shut the Bible one time. And I said, I don't like that. Baby Christian. You know why? It was bringing conviction. It was shining a light on that I had a problem. That word was shining a light to me that I had a problem. See, whenever the word is bringing conviction to you, it's not to destroy you. That word has come, is bringing light to you. And now, you know what? Years later, when God told me, he said, it's not her, it's you. I got to close that up. It's you. And once I settled it, I thought, well, what do I do about this? And he led me to the word where it says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. When I read that scripture, I thought, well, I can't let her know I'm going to do this because she'll take advantage of it. Wrong thinking, too. It ain't got nothing to do with her. It's got to do with, now today, you know what? I want her to drive better than me. And if I felt like she wasn't happy with me and she'd be happy with another guy, I'd give her a divorce. I honestly am telling you the honest to God truth. Now, you would have to kill me to take her. But it's not about me anymore. It's about husband, love your wife. That's loving your wife. The wife says, the Bible says to submit to your own husband as unto the Lord. But now the husband has got a responsibility to lead his family to Jesus. He's got a responsibility to be a Christ leader in the house. and one that fast and pray. And I've had people tell me, well, Brother Scotty, I'll starve. I'm like, you've got 65 pounds of fat up in reserve. It's already going down the back of your legs, and you ain't going to starve to death. No, the reason why the man won't fast is because the sausage biscuit is really, really calling me first thing. God speaks to me one night, and he says, fast. That's just, Lord. You know the song we sang, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. We do it in church, yes, Lord. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And then God says, fast. And you stay there, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. And then you wake up at 4 o'clock and you don't have to get up till 6 and your belly's going raw. And I mean, you want a breakfast so bad, but God, you want to go in there and you can smell 3 eggs over medium with bacon and country ham and biscuit. Boy, I mean, that stuff will give you a vision. And then you go and maybe the Lord was talking about tomorrow. And you cook breakfast and then you leave there and you are defeated on the inside feeling. You know an egg whipped you. It didn't even take a voice. So, you know, when that COVID hit a little bit at my home and trees, I got up and I started fasting and I told that devil, there ain't no weapon formed against the, y'all men got to rise up in your house and begin to take authority over the powers of darkness that's trying to take your family down or back. Or set you back, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are go forward like God. We're anointed by the Lord. We're the anointed of the Lord. Christ in us, the hope of glory. The anointed one lives on the inside of us. And we've got to meditate, he goes on and tells him, I don't got time, to meditate on the word day and night. Isaiah 26:3 says, he will keep our hearts in perfect peace. Those that mind is stayed on the Lord, he will keep their hearts in perfect peace because they trust in him. He didn't say, keep your mind on your troubles. Keep your mind on the bills. Keep your mind on unexpected things. Keep your mind on everybody sick. Half of the people I know has got COVID. I think they want it. They get attention. Might get a government check. I don't know. I ain't depending on none of that. I'm out, Teresa. You going to get tested? I said, nope, because then I'd be illegal. Because I'm going to work. I don't care how I feel. My body don't tell me how I feel. And COVID didn't start with COVID, but God had been living this for a lot of years. And my body ain't going to tell me what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we go what? Serve the Lord. What serve the Lord? We got to be healed. We got to be blessed. We got to be joyful. We got to be the light. The light walking in a dark world. These are commands of the Lord. Well, the word of God is how we do it. Put God's word first place in your finances, over your body, hallelujah. I don't care if the doctor said you won't never be healed. I see in the Bible where a woman had an issue of blood for a lot of years and was healed. I've seen in the Bible where a man was born crippled from his mother's womb and he was healed at an older age because of the preaching of the word of God that they received. Hallelujah. Now don't you back up. And don't just leave out here, ooh, that was good. If I had a lady tell me, I'm going to close with this. One time she told me, she said, if I just had the faith that you got. I said, are you saved? Yes, Brother Weston, I'm saved. I said, well, then you got the same faith I got. I said, I don't feel it. I said, I don't feel it either. She said, well, you don't act. You act like you feel it. I said, no, I'm just passionate about what I believe. I said, listen, every man has been given the measure of faith. Now, they are different levels. Me and Mac was talking about that yesterday. There's different levels of faith. What that means is, like this young lady has read about 60 or 70 books out of that library since she started here. This young man here didn't. Did you? He didn't. I thought I was right. few of them. So this young man right here had to have this young lady to get him and kick him in the bunkus most of the time. Why? Because she was on a different level of faith than him. But now she ain't been saved long as him. But that don't make no difference. I'm just making a little scenario. That don't make no difference. Monty's been a Christian all his life. Or pretty much, I mean, in church and blah, blah, blah. All his life. Knows the word of God. She getting here, she gets saved down here, and she dives in the word of God. She gets into praise and worship. She's listening to the preaching. And then before you know it, she's having to help Monty. And I'm like, hey, man, that just goes to prove it don't matter her level of faith. What was she doing? Building her faith. She's being a student of the word of God. She's reading the word of God. That word of God, whether she knew it or not, was getting in there. It was renewing her mind. It was building her spirit man up. Proverbs 18:14 says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in weakness and trouble and sickness. But a wounded spirit, who can bear, the Bible says. That means, you know, not knocking Monty. That's been years ago. But I saw it. I saw her take off like a jet plane. I saw her get in the word of God and get involved. Oh, and if you're in ministry here, it's not a time ever to back down when you got trouble. You better be led by the Lord. I feel like quitting this church most of the time. Especially on Wednesday. God, I had to work all day. I didn't get to go home and take a nap, Lord. Oh, my body, Lord. I hadn't studied like I ought to, Lord. Well, you're all about you. Did you know God can anoint you? If you ain't got 30 seconds to get to church and you forgot your Bible, he can still do it? Because it ain't about our ability. It's about your anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, go forward. Rise up from where you're at. Don't stay there. Don't stay where you're at. You got to change your mind, and you got to let God change your spirit. You add to your spirit. Go to a different level of faith. I'm not going to stay at the same. I'm at pad cash. Man, listen, I got to tell you this. Went down yonder and back years ago, and God said, oh, no, man, nothing but to love him. And every time I would get around Teresa, I'm so sick of these bills. I'm so sick of these payments. You've always got us having payments. She said, there's got to be a time when we go where we pay and don't have payments. That made me mad, Matt, because I'm like, you ain't even got a job and you're telling me this. Seriously. I'm like, you're telling me this, man. You ain't even got a job. But see, she had the word. Wasn't based on it. Wasn't her dad looking down on me or nothing. She's like, we got to go to a different level in our life. We got to go. But it challenged me. So I sat out and I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord. I said, you said you would take us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And Lord, I know that I'm at one level of faith now, Lord. I can't see having vehicles and having paying and not having. Help me, Lord, to see what Teresa sees. And you know what? I meditated on that. And I said that. And you know what? Praise God. I come up to another level where I paid it off early. I worked from that. And then I set out in my mind and heart, and I said, okay, God, you're going to bring me to a place of faith, Lord, where I don't have to borrow. And then when the challenge come, I wouldn't go to the bank. I said, nope, glory to God, God will have to keep this vehicle running. But God, I'm not bowing this time. I used to bow, and I'm not bowing. I got to go. See, every time God wants to take you to another level, there will be challenges, Mac. That's why everybody don't go to another level. But not us. Not this bunch. Not this church. Not your person. You're going to different levels. Well, you know what, bless God? I had a challenge come up with my truck, and it was telling me, my mind was telling me, you better go to the bank. You don't have the money. This truck right here is going to get you stranded. I mean, I was having to give it a drink of ether every time I cranked it, even when it was hot. It's so decent. And I'd talk to that truck, and I'd say, you quit when I tell you you quit. And then I told fear, you don't tell me what to do. You don't threaten me that I'm going to give me vision of being on the side of the road and I can't get the job done to get me to go to the bank. I know what you're trying to do. Well, I held out. And I said, glory to God, I don't know how, don't make me no different. Brought me offerings to the church like I teach you to do. Believe in God for the impossible. Believe in God for the thing that I can't do, that he will do it. That God did that. And you know what? Just went 2 weeks ago, praise God, and paid cash for the 2013 that I'm driving. Oh, it feels good. That's you. That's where you're going. That's where you're going. See, your mind and your circumstances might tell you now, that can't never happen to me. You're a preacher. No, I'm not a preacher when it comes to that. I'm a Christian just like you are. And I have the same Bible that you have to build the same word in me that you're building in you, that we all come to the unity of the faith, to one mature man. When Jesus comes, we're all going to be to one unity of the faith. We're going to be full of faith, fully mature, getting things done in this earth. And I know that's far-fetched in thinking, but that's what the Bible says. But you know, the road to that is a work in progress in our lives, not just in the church, but it's when we leave the church and the challenges are there that we take the word of God and we say, we're healed, or we say, we're the head and not the tail, Lord. We don't go around saying we don't know what we're going to do, or it's just inevitable that we all get sick at some time or another. You hear these things, but your thinking can't be that. You've got to have the shield of faith that it talks about in Ephesians 6 that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. Notice it says, take the above all the armor, take the shield of faith. Now, you can't have faith if you ain't going to be a Bible student. If you ain't going to take that word like a dog with a bone. Have you ever give a dog some food and try to take it? Boy, they'll chew your hand off. They'll get you, man. I used to do it, give them a bone. Then go over there, put in your foot, you're messing with them. They go, rrr, rrr. you go, get that bone, you know. That dog will absolutely get you. Tearing you up for that bone. That's the way me and you got to be about this thing. So I want to encourage you today. It's not a time to back up and slack up. It's a time to fast and pray. And I'm talking to myself, you know. Meditate on that word more, hallelujah, because where we're at now, we can maintain or we can go forward. See, I'm not interested in maintaining and being comfortable. I'm interested in moving on because the best days are ahead of me and you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise